longtime IBM microelectronics plant in Essex Junction officially now belongs to GlobalFoundries. An acquisition was finalized following federal government approval, and it was marked by events Wednesday at the Essex Junction plant. As VPR's Steve Zinn reports, the new owner plans to expand the workforce.
Wednesday, former IBM workers donned orange GlobalFoundries t-shirts and gathered under a tent to listen to music as their new employer welcomed them. Overnight, GlobalFoundries' bright colors replaced the more sedate blues of IBM. Banners declared orange is the new blue.
It's a very exciting day. The energy here is unbelievable among our employees.
Janet Bombardier spent more than 30 years with IBM. Now the UVM graduate directs operations in Essex Junction and at the East Fishkill, New York plant, which was also part of the acquisition. Bombardier says the change is good news for her and other former IBM employees.
We're going over with the same salaries that we make today. From a benefits perspective, we see very good benefit packages.
In recent years, IBM hasn't revealed the number of workers in Essex Junction, but Bombardier says the number is 3,000, which is all those who were part of the IBM divestment. She says several hundred others whose jobs were not part of the deal will still work for Big Blue. After years of IBM layoffs, GlobalFoundries officials say they're committed to Essex Junction and are actively hiring to expand the workforce. Brian Harrison, a GlobalFoundries senior vice president, says Essex Junction provides products and processes that can't be duplicated elsewhere, and the company will invest in the plant.
There is a strong, clear leadership position in the technology that is developed and manufactured here. One of the limiters has been a constraint in an investment in terms of development of the next generations of technology and to put additional and incremental capacity online to supply the increasing demand. GlobalFoundries is committed to do both.
The Essex Junction facility is GlobalFoundries' ninth fabrication plant and has been dubbed Fab 9. GlobalFoundries has invested about $10 billion in its massive Fab 8 facility in Malta, New York. Company officials declined to say how much money might be invested in the Vermont plant. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.